Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the most Googled health symptoms by state. Is this Drew Barrymore interview fake? And volunteers are needed in New York for the squirrel census. Everyone likes a good deal, right? But it gets really interesting when you break down what kinds of things people are willing to spend a little extra money on. The coupon app Slick Deals found a surprising trend. Americans are willing to spend more money on toilet paper, coffee, and toothpaste, but tend to be cheap when it comes to hand soap, wine, and eating out. Clothes are another way Americans like to save money, with 68% admitting they buy casual shirts on the cheap end, and more than half say they like to save money when buying jeans, too. Americans seem to agree when it comes to the most overpriced items, meaning the least bang for your buck, concert tickets, college tuition, and health insurance. But we'll shell out more money for things like shoes, laptops, coats, TVs, makeup, laundry detergent, and pet food. Interestingly enough, those surveys seem to care more about their pet than themselves, cheaping out on their own food but spending high amounts on their pet's food. Some more headlines for you now. 89,000 pounds of ready-to-eat ham products from North Carolina's Johnston County Ham are being recalled due to listeria concerns. The contamination has already led to one death and at least three reported cases of illness. The deli loaves were distributed in North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, Maryland, and Virginia. And the New York City mayor's office needs your help. A squirrel census will be conducted this month in Central Park, and they're recruiting volunteers to help count the bushy-tailed animals. They tweeted out, "Ask not what NYC can do for you, but what you can do for NYC." And when the Lancaster Sheriff Station in California got a call about a wheelchair in the middle of the road, they were shocked at what they found when they arrived. An elderly woman in a motorized wheelchair that had run out of power. So Deputy Martinez pushed her about a mile all the way home. His partner followed behind in a squad car, joking that he was walking too slow. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Christina Partsenevelis. Christina, Toyota has announced a large recall.
That's right, Kristen. Toyota announcing Friday that it will be recalling 2.4 million Priuses worldwide. The Japanese automaker says the popular hybrid could possibly stall while driving and affects models made between 2010 and 2014. Some like to sip their champagne while wearing their bling. Popeyes let their customers eat it. The fried chicken rolling out 24-karat chicken Thursday for a one-day event at only four locations nationwide. The boneless wings were dipped in champagne and then fried in batter featuring real gold flakes. And you officially now have no excuse to not vote this midterm election, because Uber and Lyft will drive you to the polls for free. The ride-sharing apps make their move in an effort to boost voter participation in this fall's hotly contested election.
So how will this offer work in the app?
For Uber, all users will have to do is say that they're going to vote, and the app will find the closest polling station to their home.
Good to know. Thanks, Christina. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear parents spend a lot of money on their adult children.
Hi, Kristen. Well, never cutting the financial cord. There's a new study out there that shows the amount of money parents spend on their adult children ends up robbing themselves. So get this. According to a new Merrill Lynch study, parents in this country now spend $500 billion with a B dollars every year on their 18 to 34-year-old adult kids. That is twice what they contribute to their own retirement accounts. And even with the financial challenges and sacrifices, the majority, over 90% of parents, say that parenting is the most rewarding aspect of their lives. While it may not be smart to overindulge in social media, I think we kind of know that, right? There's a new study finding all those posts from friends may be making you feel left out. They say that can have consequences on your brain that can impact intelligent and complex thought. Well, it sounds like an oxymoron, but it makes total sense here. Listen to this. Something called edible water may be the answer to waste-free marathons, cutting out the mounds of plastic waste that litter that track after a long run. The OOHO water bottles in the form of small water bubbles that pop right into your mouth. They're currently being tested in London, so it sounds like it kind of might be a good thing. That's what you need to know, Kristen. I definitely would use these on set. What about you?
Yeah, I love that, and definitely convenient as well. Danielle, thank you. We've all done it, Googled our symptoms when we're not feeling very well. In fact, so many of us do it that medical health plans release a study on the most frequently searched symptoms by state. So joining me now to talk about it, Dr. Jen Cottle. Dr. Jen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I must say, I love your outfit choice today.
I love yours as well. Fabulous.
Winning. Let's get right to it. What are people Googling? I know I do it.
Some of the most commonly Googled symptoms are cough and cold symptoms. That by far is one of the top symptoms that people are trying to figure out what's going on. Kind of makes sense though, because we're going into flu season.
Absolutely. And last year's flu season, I know, you know, I talked about it a ton on the news that it was bad. 80,000, more than 80,000 deaths, is that right?
Yes, and I think a lot of people don't even realize how common deaths from flu-related illnesses are, or even hospitalizations. The flu can be downright deadly for so many people, and that's why prevention really is key, preventing the flu.
You know, this other fact, it kind of made me sad that stress is a highly Googled word in, I think it was 10 states I saw.
Yeah, I think I Googled the word stress myself.
Okay, so have I. Full disclosure.
Guilty, right? No, I mean, stress is something that I think so many Americans are dealing with. Some of the common reasons that we feel stressed are, like, work stress is really big. People have a lot of money stress. Money stress is a big thing. And we're also finding that people feel a lot of stress with the current climate of events, current events and things like that. The biggest thing is, how do we kind of back that up and kind of wind down?
Do tell. Really,
things like, you know, meditation and yoga and exercise can be very helpful. For some people, spirituality is really, really something that helps them remain centered.
Oh, yeah, I just prayed before this interview.
Did you really?
Yeah, I pray all day long. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. All right, moving right along. In a new interview with Egypt Air's In Flight magazine, Drew Barrymore says, "I felt depressed due to the significant increase in my weight after delivering Frankie." Except Drew Barrymore didn't say that, and she didn't give an interview to the magazine, according to her publicist. The quotes attributed to the Santa Clarita Diet star don't sound like they came from her, which is what first drew attention. The article is riddled with grammatical errors and incorrectly states things like Barrymore has had almost 17 relationships, engagements, and marriages. Barrymore's PR team says she did not participate in that interview, but Egypt Air stands by the article, tweeting out that they are a professional magazine and they claim former president of the Hollywood Foreign Press, Dr. Ada Tekla, conducted the interview. Well, Dr. Ada Tekla O'Reilly spells her name with an A, not an E, as they did. But so far, the real Ada Tekla has refused to comment. Barrymore's rep says they're working with the airline's PR team to find out how this allegedly false interview came to be. All right, how about this next one? Police in Minnesota are getting complaints about drunken residents causing havoc. But they're not teenagers or tourists. They're birds. The Gilbert Police Department announced on Facebook they've received multiple reports of birds, quote, flying into windows, cars, and acting confused. Authorities say the birds are under the influence. The birdbender started with a frost that came earlier than usual. It caused berries on area trees to ferment before the local bird population flew south for the winter. One park ranger explained to Fox 9 Minneapolis what happens when the sugar in the bird's food supply turns to alcohol.
These birds just gorge and gorge and gorge on these berries, and they don't digest as quickly, and then soon they're intoxicated. It would be like chugging a keg of beer.
Some species indulge more because their diet is heavier on berries, like robins, cedar waxwings, and thrushes. Much like humans, the buzzed birds lose their coordination and judgment, which affects their flying. Rangers in the area sometimes put the birds in a box that allows them to breathe and sleep it off. Police say there's no need to be alarmed. The birds will sober up soon, but they might be hungover. We have a victorious update for you on a man we first told you about back in June. Almost 4 months ago, Greg Manteifel contracted a rare blood infection caused by capnocytophaga bacteria, resulting in the amputation of almost all of his limbs. Greg's doctors are now praising him after his vow to walk again despite his condition. The bacteria is commonly found in the saliva of dogs and cats, and in Greg's case, when a dog licks you. It's a kind that almost never leads to illness in humans. Greg is a dog owner, but doctors can't say if it was his pet who gave him the infection. The 48-year-old Wisconsin man has since had at least 10 surgeries, including the amputations. But doctors at Frederick, the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, are blown away by his hope and positive outlook to soon walk again with prosthetics. He will be fitted for prosthetics progressively as his skin and wounds heal. Greg's main goal is to walk and drive again so he can get on with his life. And Greg's doctors say with this kind of determination, they have no doubt he will. Now let's go to Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. So Carrie, good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. For today's life hack, we're talking bumps and bruises and ways to fix them. It all revolves around those little ketchup and mustard packages that they give you at the fast food restaurant. Don't throw away the ones you don't use. Instead, stick them in the freezer. And then when you get a bump and bruise, you've got a little tiny ice pad for it. Next up, taco night made crispy. You just take some flour tortillas, and look at this. You use the rack in the oven. Put it right over the rack. Cook it for 375 for 5 minutes. And when it comes out, you've got a taco bowl or a taco shell, nice and crispy. And lastly, this life hack is for the parents out there. You've got some candy in the house and you don't want the kids to get at it. Well, take an old frozen vegetable bag and slice a hole in it, put your candy in there, and then stick it in the freezer. And every time you want something sweet, it'll be there. Kristen, back to you.
I love that last one and I will definitely be trying that at home. Thanks, Carrie. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 4 Dallas, third graders at Carter Park Elementary School in Fort Worth, Texas, are getting a lesson in people skills. Principal Howard Robinson wants his students to build confidence, not just for school, but for life. So he decided to hold the Amazing Shake Competition. 29 third graders were challenged to look someone in the eye, give a firm handshake, and hold a one-minute conversation with them while being polite and expressing themselves. After all, you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. And in our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, disabled veteran Stephen Hughes is biking across the country to raise money for three charities that support veteran causes. During his service, Stephen lost the use of his lower left leg, but he never let that stop him.
The first primary reason that I wanted to ride was to inspire and motivate others who are facing obstacles.
Stephen began his journey in San Diego and will finish in Jacksonville, Florida in about 2 months. His goal is to raise $30,000, $10,000 for each charity. And in our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, 17-year-old Brianna Strange is a senior at South Lyon High School. She suffers from dystonia, a painful disease that affects the muscles. Brianna is loved by her classmates. Her smile is contagious. One of her best friends, Kinsey Nally, started a campaign to make Brianna homecoming queen. Kinsey said it wasn't hard to convince her peers to get on board. Everyone rallied behind her cause. And Brianna was beaming when she was crowned queen at the homecoming game. Such a great story. The 2018 holiday season hasn't even started yet, but toy makers are already looking ahead to 2019. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas joins us at a top secret toy show, breaking down the products that might end up on your kids' wish list next year. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. Forget about this year. Toy makers are already working on 2019. Adrian Appel with the Toy Association, our sneak peek inside a top secret toy show. Yeah. What are we looking at?
So this is a smart pixelator. What we love about this is it really, you can take a picture with a smart device and then kids can pixelate anything they want on there. You use sequins or beads and you make these amazing creations.
And the detail is incredible. This group right here really brings me back to when I was a kid.
Exactly. So Gator Golf from the 90s. Kids can play indoors or outdoors. Slinky Heads, a new twist on an old classic. You can collect all the different characters and still has a nice fun slinky inside.
And Pound Puppies, not only are they back, but I mean, this is right down to the box detail, identical to the 80s.
The same exact one that I had and I can't wait to get it for my kids.
Okay, this cool. So we're talking about not only new improvements on old products, but really new products as well. Tell me about this.
This is the Far Out Square. So basically you turn it on, there's a little fan in there, and it's going to propel the square up. Very simple yet addictive, and you really want to master it. So once you get the hang of it, you can do tricks and you can play with friends.
All right. Of course, the name of the game here at the show is to make sure that toy buyers fall in love with what manufacturers have to sell. They want to make sure that their item is the next hot holiday toy.
All really cool stuff. Thanks, Steve. Well, we all know fast food is high in calories and not very healthy, but that doesn't seem to stop people from eating it anyway. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 1 in 3 American adults eats fast food every day. That adds up to roughly 84.8 million adults. Lead author Cheryl Fryer says they focus on fast food consumption so they could examine what role it plays in America's obesity epidemic. She said fast food has been associated with poor diet and increased risk of obesity. They also found people eat less fast food as they get older, and men tend to eat more of it than women. While it's clear Americans are loving their fast food, they might want to consider loving it a little less. All right, now to a really touching story. A Canadian doctor performed a heart-stopping surgery on a teddy bear for his special 8-year-old patient. Jackson McKee has a brain condition and asked his longtime neurosurgeon, Dr. Daniel McNeely, to operate on his bear before he went under the knife himself. Dr. McNeely tweeted a couple of pictures and wrote, "How could I say no?" The Halifax surgeon even put an oxygen mask on the teddy bear and diagnosed him with a tear under the arm. McNeely said, "I thought if there was something I could do to help make him feel better, it seemed like a simple gesture, and I was only too happy to oblige." The boy's operation was a success, and he's now recovering at home with his teddy, who, by the way, also had a very successful operation. Such a great story. Okay, did you know nearly 9 in 10 parents believe it's important for kids to travel? But making that dream vacation a reality is easier said than done. According to a new survey of 2,000 parents, it takes an average of 6 months to plan a dream getaway, but 10 months to save for it. For reference, the ideal family vacation lasts 9 days, costs $5,000, and feeds features beaches, restaurants, or amusement parks. It's also an opportunity to experience new cultures and get in some good bonding time. Surveyed parents put an average of $416 aside every month to save up. Unfortunately, 2/3 did struggle, with more than half fearing they'll never save enough. For many, saving ultimately meant making sacrifices. Some 6 in 10 worked longer hours. Others broke off date nights, stopped socializing with friends, or canceled streaming subscriptions. A quarter even stop saving for retirement. Just some of the lengths parents go to give their kids a vacation they'll never forget. They provide a service of getting you from point A to B, but should you tip your Uber driver? That's the burning question just over a year after the ride-sharing service finally introduced an in-app tipping feature. According to a survey of some 2,600 drivers, the average UberX driver earns $13.70 an hour. That number, however, falls drastically when expenses like insurance, gas, and car depreciation are factored in, resulting in more than half of drivers earning under $10 an hour. Drivers, in turn, say they depend on tips, which, unlike regular fares, they get to keep all of. With that in mind, experts recommend riders tip 10% for average service, 10 to 15% for a good ride, and 15 to 20% for an exceptional one. Still, ride-sharing site Ridester.com found the average Uber tip was just 5.5%. And even worse, a third of rides resulted in no tip at all. All right, there's an easy way to stimulate your brain and alleviate anxiety. Just work with your hands. That's according to a neuroscientist at the University of Richmond. Kelly Lambert says our brains have evolved to reward us for getting a grip on the world. She's using rats as a test for her theory. Some of them were forced to dig for a reward, while others were just given things without any physical work. The rats that had to work had lower stress levels than the ones that were just given everything. Lambert says she's worried society has changed and more people are sitting behind desks instead of performing physical work with their hands, which may result in higher stress levels. If you don't have a job that requires physical work, Lambert recommends things like washing dishes, folding laundry, or doing yard work to keep your stress level down. Let's move on. While volunteering at an after-school program in Pittsburgh, Meg Zian came to the devastating realization that some kids from struggling or homeless families don't get to celebrate their birthdays. It's a small fact that often goes overlooked when thinking about the homeless, but that's an estimated 2.5 million homeless children in America that don't get birthdays. By winning a contest for people who wanted to make a difference in their community, Zian was able to start Beverly's Birthdays, a nonprofit named after the little girl who inspired her. Beverly's Birthdays partner with local businesses, schools, and social services agencies to throw parties for children in need. Yun adds, it's about more than just birthdays. She says, when you strip away the birthday aspect, this is about letting children and their parents know they matter. Since it began in 2012, Beverly's Birthdays and their 200 volunteers have brought some much-needed birthday love to more than 30,000 kids in the Pittsburgh area. In San Carlos, California, there's a farm without any farmers. That's where the tech startup Iron Ox has opened the world's first autonomous farm. The facility is completely indoors. Two robots do all the planting, upkeep, and harvesting. One picks up trays and moves them around the greenhouse. The second acts as an arm that does more detailed work like seeding. As plants mature, they're moved from densely packed trays to containers with more room. With its more efficient use of space, Iron Ox says it has the potential to grow about 30 30 times more per acre than traditional farms. The robots use artificial intelligence to detect issues like bugs or disease. The system is designed to address a labor shortage in the agricultural industry. Iron Ox says its compact farms can also be built near cities, meaning shorter travel times to stores and fresher produce, which is always a good thing. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Winter will be here soon, and forecasters are getting ready for storm season. Plus, Costco might have great deals, but it's their secret weapon that keeps shoppers coming back. And how one college football player is making history. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.